So now it's time for the first interview of the day by Emily. As I said earlier, we have an interview with Shoko, and Emily will be conducting this interview for you at home. UCT Shoko works to develop informed, healthy and thriving communities. They enroll student volunteers in health education and social entrepreneurship programs in underserved communities across the Cape Flats, from Kensington to Khayelitsha. Over to you, Emily.
Thank you, Yusha. In studio, we have three volunteers, occupational therapy student, fourth-year medical student Alana Williams, and third-year medical student Cameron Joseph. They will be talking to us about the work they do with Shoko and why they think it's important. Could you please tell us more about yourselves?
Hi, thank you very much, Emily. So my name is Cameron Joseph. I'm a third-year medical student at the University of Cape Town. So I'm actually from Pretoria. I'm not from Cape Town, but I've stayed in five different towns in my life. So I guess I'm from South Africa more than from any particular place. But I came to Cape Town because I was very passionate about the work that Shoko did, and I knew about them before I applied to university. So my personal interest is that I love medicine in general. I have my own blog and I like writing about medical innovation that we find, but particularly I love pediatrics. I just love the vibe in peds. I love the children, the interactions that we get to have and the memories we get to make in pediatrics. And just on a general note, I also just love to watch movies, play cricket, and just have a lot of relaxing time as well.
Could you tell us more about Shoko?
So Shoko basically is, it stands for Students Health and Welfare Centres Organisation. So Shoko runs mobile clinics all throughout Cape Town, and we work with student volunteers, doctors, and we have community healthcare workers, and we also have pharmacists who work with us. And basically what we do is we go out to communities and we give them primary healthcare. So that involves talking to patients, examining, doing health promotion, health education, and then we also treat patients where possible and refer to tertiary or secondary centres where we need to.
How is it working in the communities in Cape Town?
So we service about six different areas during the week in Cape Town for our adult clinics, and then on the weekends for our paediatric clinics we go to Imazamayetu and Tambo Village in Manenberg. And it's a really fantastic opportunity to interact with the people who need the services the most, the people who really need access to healthcare, and the children who can really benefit from the services that we can provide as Shoko and Shoko Pediatrics specifically. I think it also gets us to engage on a real primary grassroots level when it comes to healthcare in our country, and that's where I think we can make the biggest difference going forward with healthcare.
What activities do you do with children and young people?
So specifically, the two of us are mainly involved in doing the pediatrics clinics, and those run on Saturdays. So when we have our clinics, what we do is we do screening, and we see patients in our mobiles, and we do consultations with them. We do one-on-one patient interactions, and if they have any health problems or concerns, then we go through that with them and we speak to them with doctors. And then we also have, what's great about our clinics is we have our health and rehab colleagues with us as well, and they'll do like audiology, speech therapy and physiotherapy, and in doing that they will do motor skills with our patients. And it's really great because it's not just about healthcare but also interacting with our patients and just getting to know about their lives and, you know, what problems they have or any concerns, and that's what's the best thing about it.
Could you tell us the difference between health promotion and health education?
Okay, so health promotion is kind of an umbrella term for what we do to try and foster healthcare in the communities at a primary level. So before the people even get sick, or once they have gotten sick, to try and prevent it from happening again in the future. Health education is a part of health promotion. So if I had to basically sum it up, health education is what we tell the patients when we see them, the advice that we give people about their diets, about things they can do to prevent getting ill again, how to manage their illness. But just telling somebody how to manage their illness isn't good enough. You know, we need to be more proactive, we need to do more to keep people healthy, and that's where the broader health promotion comes into play, where we do activities like organizing runs, access to good quality food, lots of other promotional activities to make sure that the people can not only know about what to do to manage their healthcare, but how to do it as well.
What lessons have you learned through Shoko?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think You learn so much through doing Shoko, and every time I do a different clinic, I learn something new. Not only from like my colleagues and the other student volunteers, but also from the patients. So some things I've learned about is just about being kind and respectful and how to really listen to people. That's one of the things, and just kind of this basis of like human nature and you know, how we all kind of share things, and how important it is to take that time to not only take care of your health, but also, you know, the health of others and the health of communities.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about Shoko that I found coming as a medical student was it really puts into perspective what it is that we're trying to do in our country when it comes to healthcare. And, you know, sometimes when you're sitting in class and you're having to learn a lecture, you're not always very motivated to do it. But when you think back to the people that you're helping, how are you going to apply it one day and make a difference in people's lives? That's really what we want to do when it comes to Shoko.
Today we are talking about human rights. How do you think Shoko contributes to human rights with regards to health?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that Shoko is all about primary healthcare. So what we do is we give people, you know, that port of access into the healthcare system. But not only that, it's about empowering people to take control of their own health and to be able to promote good health. So not just about, here's some medication, here's, let's, you know, take it and that's the end. It's about working with people and about a spirit, like, you know, community. And in that, your first human right, you get to also access all your other human rights because you're strong and you're healthy.
Yeah, I think a really big thing with our country, especially with the history of our country, is it's one thing to give somebody the right to healthcare and say that, okay, everybody should have healthcare. It's another thing making sure that everybody can access it. And that's where Shoko really comes into its own. It's, we aren't saying patients must come to the hospital or to the clinic as they often can't make it. We are taking the services to them. You know, we are going into the communities, we are going where we can really make a big difference at a primary healthcare level and ensuring that access to healthcare is also achieved as well as the right to healthcare.
How can people reach for Shoko assistance?
So if people would like to come to our clinics, so we have different clinics that run during the week, and then we also have our pediatrics clinics that run on the weekends. And then also if people would like to know more about Shoko, they could always contact us through our social media and emails. We're very responsive. And yeah, just coming to our clinics is one of the ways that we're able to interact with people and, you know, help them with any problems they would have, any issues. Anything you want to add, Cameron?
Yeah, no, I think the best thing is to just come and see it for yourself. You know, there's nothing quite like experiencing a Shoko clinic and seeing what we do, the hands-on relationships we have with our patients, and it's really fostering good healthcare in this country.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, Shoko is always keen to interact with other organizations, and we're always looking for anyone who wants to volunteer and work with us, especially doctors and other healthcare professionals. So yeah, I would be very keen to, you know, hear out from anyone else who's interested to work with Shoko, and also hear back from anyone else. So following us on our social media, and it just telling us anything that you would like us to know.
Yeah, I also think we'd like to just send out a word of thanks to Red Cross Hospital for the amazing work that they do, and to all the hospitals that we refer to. We couldn't do what we do without having the referral systems to ensure that there is continuation of care, to make sure that everybody can get the adequate and especially the specialist care that they need sometimes. And it keeps our whole system afloat. So thank you very much for the work that all of you do here at Red Cross.
Thank you for joining us in the studio, and I'll hand it over back to you, Shia.